Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742, and we're continuing with yesterday's question of the day on today's broadcast as well. How has the gospel helped you overcome fear and anxiety? And we had quite a number of people responded to that question on our Facebook page, and we certainly appreciate that. We talked about those responses yesterday. If you would like to weigh in on this topic, we invite you to do so right now, 844-322-2742, or you can go to facebook.com/basicgospel. We are streaming this broadcast live to Facebook right now, also to YouTube Live. So if you would like to participate there, we would love for you to do that. We will respond to your messaging there, whatever question you bring to the table via Facebook. So again, that website is facebook.com/basicgospel. But there's lots of ways that we experience fear and anxiety in life. Sometimes based on our past, we're fearful of judgment for past sins. We're fearful of judgment in the future for past sins. So that puts fear in our hearts. None of us want to be punished. None of us want to have to experience that. So we're fearful of punishment. And that's why the cross is so significant to us, because Jesus took our punishment for us. So we know that our sins have already been punished in Christ Jesus. So there's no punishment for us. When we understand that, we can start to relax about our future, knowing that God is for us, not against us.
Yes.
So instead of expecting condemnation in the future or punishment in the future, we can expect blessings and peace and those sort of things from our relationship with God. Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ has purchased us out of sin and death so that we could experience new life, abundant life in Christ Jesus. So it takes some time for our minds to get renewed with that truth, so that we can look to the future with a sense of hope and expectation because of the love of God that we now have in Christ Jesus. So that's one way that we experience fear and anxiety, is that we're not sure about what our future looks like. We feel that punishment is up in our future instead of blessing and grace and mercy and those sort of things. The other way that we can experience fear is putting too much stock in the opinions of others.
Yes.
So a lot of times we're wringing our hands and really getting our stomachs tied up in knots because we're worried about what others think about me. You know, I wore this shirt yesterday, and what are people going to think about me seeing me wear it again today type of stuff. Those are, you know, minor first world problems, but we expand that, and we really get concerned about what others are going to think about us. And that can put fear and anxiety into our hearts. It can disturb us. And whenever we think about those people, whenever we get close to those people, we begin behaving differently. Why? Because that fear and anxiety, those negative thoughts that we have about those people, start controlling our behavior when we're around those people. And a great example of that is in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 2. This is one of those seminal moments, I think, in the gospel message. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, confronts Peter, the Apostle Peter. So Peter was the leader. Peter was the one who delivered the first sermon, who opened the door for the Gentiles to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He opened the door to the Samaritans. He opened the door to the Gentiles.
Yes.
He was the key figure in the early formation of the church. And then Paul came on the scene and he started spreading the message out into the Gentile world. And the two of them met in Antioch, and there they had a confrontation. And this confrontation was on Peter's behavior toward the Gentiles, and then his behavior toward the Gentiles once the circumcision group came into the picture.
Yes.
And it was completely different. So when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned, not condemned by God, but condemned by the body, basically, his actions. For before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. So a lot of this Christian life is all about who's allowed at the table. And in Christ, everyone's allowed.
Yes.
Jew, Samaritan, Gentile. We're all welcome there. Why? Because the grace of God has made us equal in the sight of God. We were all dead in sin. We were all separated from Christ. We all stood condemned, and yet God's grace reached down and did something inside of us, set us apart from sin and death so that we could experience true life in Jesus Christ and real fellowship, genuine, authentic fellowship, one with another, tied together by the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and Peter himself had made that argument.
Yes, he had.
The exact same argument.
And he had made it a number of times,
yes.
Stood up at the Council of Jerusalem, recorded in Acts 15, and said, God shows no favoritism. He saved the Gentiles in exactly the same way he saved us. We're all saved by grace through faith in Jesus.
Yes.
That was his declaration. And that ended the argument at the Council of Jerusalem. But here, he's acting differently. So he says, before certain men came from James, he was eating with the Gentiles. He recognized that they were equal,
yes.
That in Christ there's no Jew or Gentile. But when these folks from James came along, he drew back, he separated himself, fearing the circumcision party. Well, that word fear is our word phobia. We use it a lot in the psychological community. There's all kinds of phobias out there, fears that keep us away from certain things. And this fear that entered Peter's heart caused him to separate from the Gentiles. He said, I can't be with them when these men from James are around. What are they going to think about me? What are they going to do toward me? What's going to happen to my standing in their eyes, my status among my Jewish brothers? And so to avoid those perceived consequences, those imagined consequences,
yes.
He separated from the Gentiles and simply hung out with the Jewish people. And Peter called him on that. And he said, you're acting hypocritically. Your actions aren't in line with the truth. So what happens when anxiety and fear overtakes us? We begin to allow that fear and anxiety to direct the way we behave, to control our choices, to control our actions. And whenever we let fear and anxiety, and most of those fears, most of that anxiety we experience is all based on imagination.
Yes.
It's not based on truth. 90% of what we're afraid of never happens. Never happens, never is going to happen. But we conjure it up in these imaginations of ours, and it's so real to us, our emotions respond, and it disturbs us inside. That's what happened with Peter.
Yep.
He perceived that these Jews might do something to him in a negative way. He didn't want to suffer those consequences, so he acted on that lie. And Paul said, you're not in step with the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
So how do we overcome those fears and anxieties? The simple solution right here is to get back in step with the truth of the gospel.
Yes.
We need to know what truth is. When we know what truth is, truth can begin to control us as far as our actions, our choices are concerned. and those anxieties and those fears will go away.
Yeah, they will.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the way you know that you're having the wrong kind of fear is that it doesn't go away.
Yes.
It builds and builds and builds. If you have a close call with a car in a crosswalk, you are legitimately fearful, and then the situation passes, and then the fear subsides, and you go on about your business.
Yes.
But this, what you're talking about, is the fear that builds up and builds up and builds up and just twists us into knots.
Right. So we need to know who we are in Christ.
Yes.
We need to know that His opinion and His opinion alone is the one that matters and should be the one that moves us forward in any situation that we encounter in life. We don't need to worry about the opinions of others, because those opinions will change.
Yes.
They will change like the weather here in Texas.
Yes.
One day people will be for you, one day they'll be against you. And you can't figure out the whys or the wherefores. There's no reason or rhyme to their fickleness. But human beings are fickle, especially in their opinions of others. So don't worry about those. You have the one opinion that matters, and that opinion is for you. God is for you. He has declared you to be His child. He has forgiven you of your sins. He has declared you to be righteous in His sight. Stand firm on that truth. Allow that truth to be the controlling factor in your decisions and in your actions. And so when you take a step, that step will be in line with the truth, and you can know that that can be a step into peace and joy and happiness and all of those things that are the fruit of God's work in your life.
Yeah.
That's what this good news is all about. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer is here. I'm Bob Christopher. Thank you for joining us as well. If you would like to weigh in on today's topic, 844-322-2742 is the number to call. 844-322-2742 is the number. Call it right now. We would love to talk with you about fear, anxiety, how the gospel speaks directly to those issues, and provides a way out, provides a breakout from those negative emotions into a peace that passes all understanding. Again, 844-322-2742. A reminder, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We need your help to continue to get the word out through the radio broadcast. This radio broadcast is heard on over 400 stations around the country. It is heard on Sirius XM Channel 131. That covers the entire United States, Canada, and much of Mexico. So it has a broad reach. We have incredible internet partners that are carrying this broadcast around the world. So right now we have people listening in England, in Australia, other parts of Europe, in the Philippines, down in South America, in the Far East. So these broadcast these internet partners are carrying this around the globe. And we need your help to continue having this good news circulate the globe through this particular outreach. A gift of $25, $50, $100 right now will mean so much in the lives of people around the world. So help spread the word. Help get the good news into their hearts, into their lives. Help make a difference in this world today. You can make a gift by going online, basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Click the donate link and follow all the instructions there. And also, we have a wonderful resource this month that we would like to put into your hands, and it's our thank you gift for your contribution to Basic Gospel. It's our CD series, The Breakout. Richard, you and I tag-teamed on that to share some good news, to really take a look at how we operate as human beings, how our emotions operate, and that information is so helpful, because oftentimes once we know that, we can kind of diagnose where we are and why we're in the shape that we're in. And we can also make the choice to take the step in the right direction to break out of that downward cycle. So this is very practical, very helpful information. It was information that I learned early on in our ministry. some 35 years ago. I probably spent hours working through this information. It's really made a difference to me personally. Yeah. It's made a huge difference to me as far as ministering to others as well. So we want to put this information in your hands. So simply request your copy of the breakout when you make your gift to Basic Gospel this month. Again, all the information is at basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742. Simply let Michelle know that you would like to make a contribution to Basic Gospel, and we certainly need your help right now.
Right now. Yeah, we've got a question here that came in quite a while ago, but it so perfectly fits what we were talking about at the beginning about how fear can control us. I want to use it again. About 20 years ago, I was in a very unhealthy relationship. During that time, I really fell away from God. I was so angry with God, I told him, in fact, screamed at him that I hated him and that I didn't want him in my life. Since then, I have repented several times. I was living in sin, hurt, and angry. It seems that my relationship with Christ is gone. Am I cursed because of my foolishness? Is this a Hebrews 6, 4-8 example?
That's a good question, and you can just feel the anxiety and the fear in those words as you were reading that. And you know, he's very concerned. This gentleman is very concerned about his relationship with Christ, and he's concerned because he's asking the question: have I done something that has now put me out of God's reach?
Yes.
Has made me cross that line where I am unreachable. You know, I'm just beyond the reach of God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, all of those things that are necessary to draw me near. Well, he's looking at himself.
Yes.
And that's always going to put fear and anxiety in your heart, because every time you judge yourself, you take a look at what's going on inside of you, the things that you've done, you're going to come up short. And the enemy is going to take those things, and he's going to stir the pot, and he's going to disturb that mind even more, where you're going to become confused. You're going to be overwhelmed by these dark thoughts, and you're going to conclude that you're beyond God's reach. Well, God's grace can reach anywhere.
Yes.
The only thing that God says is a blasphemy, is unforgivable, is the rejection of Jesus Christ. And nowhere in this particular email does this gentleman say that he's rejected Jesus Christ. He wants to feel close. He wants to feel near. Well, right now, those feelings aren't there because he's believing lies instead of truth. So what's the solution? To begin to believe truth. Truth that Jesus' blood took away all sin once and for all.
Yeah.
That means all of his sins once and for all. And that God is no longer counting his sins against him. So once you can see that, once you can really grab hold of that, embrace that, and rest in that truth, then you will start to see your emotions change.
Yes.
Why? What's directing his relationship with God right now? His guilt, his shame, and his fear. Guilt, there's the guilty feeling that's based on the actual guilt of sin. So he's actually guilty.
Yeah.
Of sin. But you look at that, and then that produces those feelings of guilt. Then you have shame for what you've done. And then those two things, you dwell on that for a long time, you're going to feel so far away from God, it's just unbelievable. So he needs truth. And what truth does he need? The truth about the finality of the cross, that Jesus took all of his sins away once and for all. Second thing he needs is the fact that when he believed, he was born again.
Yes.
Something happened to him on the inside. He was made alive together with Christ. And then Christ came to live inside of him. So no matter what you feel, you know, you may feel that God's a million miles away, but if you've truly been born again, then Christ is right there with you.
Yes.
can't get any closer than living inside of you. And he has fused himself with your spirit. So if you're a born-again believer, if you've truly come to faith in Christ Jesus, then your human spirit has been fused together with God's Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So you are one with Christ in spirit. That's true of every single believer. So you believe that God no longer counts your sins against you, that you are a forgiven person, and that Christ is alive living in you. You take a stand on that truth. Your feelings are going to start to change. And when you take a stand, here's how you do that. You begin to give thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that you took away my sin once and for all. Thank you, Jesus, that you're alive living in me. That's how you take a stand on the truth of the Word of God, by giving thanks in all circumstances. So if you will do those, if you will learn those truths, take a stand by giving thanks, you will start feeling close to God, feeling what you actually are, close to God, clean in God's sight.
Yeah. Let me offer one more thing on this, because I resemble this guy. There are times when we get so fed up either with ourselves or with an external circumstance or whatever that we just lash out. And in this case, he lashed out at God. I was so angry. I told God, get away from me. You have to realize that God isn't intimidated by that. That was maybe the first true thing this guy had said in a long, long time.
Yes.
I can't take this anymore. Everybody leave me alone. And God is the one who is drawing him back and can deal with that anger and that misplaced angst and all the rest of it. God is not upset. He's not angered by it. He's just standing there saying, you know, I love you.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not pretty good. It's just the
yes.
best. It's just the best news ever. And yep. I'm so glad he wrote that question in and sent
yes.
that to us. I think so many people stand in that same position. We get so caught up in our past sins. We get so yeah. caught up in things that the enemy is putting in our minds that we forget truth.
Uh-huh.
And we have to remember that Christ has sent his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, to live in us, to guide us into all truth. And that truth will renew the mind. And with a renewed mind, we're going to experience just wonderful things that we just could yeah. never dream or imagine with these human minds of ours.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher along with Richard Pfeiffer. We had one question that came into us, Richard, from Jeremy, who lives in London, Kentucky.
Huh.
And he went to a seminar over the weekend, and the person teaching said that Jesus had to go to hell or to Hades in order to secure our salvation. And he was wondering, is that true? He thought the cross was enough. So which is it?
Absolutely. The cross was enough. When Jesus said it is finished, it was finished.
Yes.
There was no other work that he had to do. And it wasn't work. It was Jesus' response by faith to say, I don't care if I can feel you here or not, Father. Here's my Spirit. I give it to you.
Yes. So Jesus finished his work. When
yep.
he said it's finished, it was done. He had carried out the will of his Father on behalf of you and
yes.
me. He took away our sins once and for all. He was buried. He ushered in that new covenant. He was made alive, and we're made alive through faith in him. Well, thank you for joining us on today's broadcast. Boy, this one flew, didn't it? But we do want to remind you, we have a wonderful resource this month available to you for a contribution to Basic Gospel to help us get the word out into the lives of people all around the world. It's our two CD series called The Breakout. It deals with things like anxiety, fear, all of those negative emotions that we experience.
Yeah.
It analyzes the downward spiral that we take to get ourselves into the messes that we often get ourselves into. But it gives the solution, the breakout, and that's through faith in Jesus Christ, taking a look at what he's accomplished for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. We would love to put that in your hands, available for a gift to Basic Gospel. Visit basicgospel.net, make a donation, join us in this wonderful work. We'll see you tomorrow.